welcome back to the Nutramedical Report. Usually we try to get Joel on at least once a month. He's an amazing journalist. You can email at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. Joel, I'm sure on your radar you've got lots of topics to cover today, so let's get going.
Yes, good to be with you, Bill. I guess the main topic that I'm concerned about in tomorrow's World Affairs Brief is how to explain the severe compromises that Donald Trump is making in policy, both foreign policy and domestic. I mean, the worst case, of course, is the replacement of Obamacare. Actually, it isn't being replaced, it's just being modified by Trump Care, and there's very few improvements of it all, and including the major mandate. You know, it isn't a tax penalty mandate.
I heard the rationale for it was kind of, you know, silly. It's like, okay, we have people that basically can't afford insurance, so they only carry it 9 months and they drop it. So they wanted to put a mandate in to say you can't drop your insurance and rebuy it up so the insurance carriers don't lose money. I'm thinking, I don't know if I follow this logic, and I can't see how it's going to get past the congressman and even get onto the Senate and survive. Like, I just don't see this going anywhere. Do you?
Well, I'm hopeful that this is one of the things that the conservatives in Congress and the Senate or House of the Senate will object to and get out. But I'm convinced that Paul Ryan met with insurance executives, and you know, if you're going to maintain the mandate for prior existing conditions, you know, without any increase in payment in penalty, I mean, this is just illogical that people with the highest health care costs don't have to pay any extra premium because of that. So that clearly means that the healthy people are going to have to subsidize the unhealthy in terms of insurance costs. And so the insurance companies come to Paul Ryan and say, look, if you're not going to have the mandate, then you're going to have to let us penalize people for, you know, cutting out or you know, insurance if they want to come back at any point.
Yeah, most of the sick people can't afford it. The problem is, though, they don't get at the structural underlying reasons why costs are so high. You know, we have, like, we pour more money into health care, and we're, like, 37th or 50th or something ridiculous in terms of the quality of care in America. It's not we spend
money. Well, that isn't true, Bill. Well, that isn't true at all.
What's not true?
There is
that
no,
we have
no
the
higher quality of care that you can get.
No, I'm talking about the health of the population. I'm not talking about the... Well, I'm a physician, okay, so well, you can't say to me it's not... Okay, let me finish. Let me finish my
statement. The quality of surgery and the quality of everything.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about the quality of surgery. I'm not talking about the quality of surgery and everything. I'm not talking about those issues. I'm talking about the quality of the end point, which is at the end of the day, how healthy is your population? Our population
is... But remember, that's for two reasons. One, because Americans eat a lot of processed food, and so they're naturally
and toxic
less
food.
Healthy.
Oh, absolutely.
And toxic foods. That's right, and toxic foods. And secondarily, is that traditional medicine with the drug-oriented protocols doesn't really help.
Exactly. My point is it's not a matter of having really good surgeons. If you want the best surgery, you'll fly from Bahrain or Saudi Arabia to get it done here. That's not my point. You get the best surgery, the best interventional care in an intensive care unit or a trauma unit in America. These are high-ticket items, but when you talk about the end point of whether or not the person lives longer, doesn't get cancer, has other problems, the end point, because people, we always think of healthcare as just like the end point of really good surgery, whatever. What I'm saying is it's toxic water, glyphosate in foods, GMO foods, all kinds of other garbage that's put out there, like including aspartame, we call Rumsfeld's disease. And the fact that we don't have a level playing field for nutraceuticals and doctors not trained to do functional medicine. In fact, if they don't prescribe a certain amount of drugs, the state licensing authority can pull their license because they're not giving enough HMG chorea reductase inhibitors. So polypharmacy and these other things are pushed by big pharma, by big medica and state licensing and hospitals that want to make sure that the status quo continues. So, yeah, you're right about the fact that the best surgery is here. But when you look at the outcomes, it's not good. And the average person in America that's, say, my age, 65, or your age, a little older, is on 6 to 12 drugs. It's not good.
Yeah, and the basic problem is the monopoly the government has on determining who can practice medicine. I mean, there needs to be wide-open competition. So
absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah,
free,
in fact, we need lateral training.
Contract.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and part of it, and of course, because of this monopoly on medical care, they're able to basically stipulate in insurance that only They'll only pay for things that meet medical protocols. So they won't pay for alternative surgery. They won't pay for nutrition that's really good. And part of the problem, of course, of people not objecting is it started out by putting it into the tax code that you get a big tax deduction from businesses if you offer free health care or insurance for your people. And then that started the mantra within people's psychology that we don't have to pay for insurance. There's no responsibility for myself to be healthy because it's paid for. I can go to the doctor and get fixed. Well, they don't get fixed in the first place.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no impediment to price when no one objects because I'm not having to pay. It's the insurance company that is paying.
Which is why you're precisely right about what Ryan Care is. I don't know if Ryan's acting like a secret agent because this is going to blow up in his face. And Donald Trump is going to be caught with this holding the bag that this isn't going to work. I mean, the common sense people like, I think, is it Senator Cotton and others that are basically saying this is just, Obamacare light or this is, Ryan Care. I don't see this as working. I just think this is insanity.
Yeah, I agree, Bill. Donald Trump, remember him saying, you're going to love it. You're just going to love it. Well, you're not going to love it. The prices are still going to be high. You know, there's going to be some reduction in competition by getting rid of these dumb exchanges, of which in most states, there's only one health care provider left in those exchanges. Everyone else is dropping out. Even if there's higher prices, I don't see why they're dropping out.
Yeah, it's going to roll it back a bit, but it's not going to fix the problem. I mean, it's rearranging the deck chairs in the Titanic. They're not fixing it. Just like you say, here's my quick plan and a couple bullet points. Number one, I had a contact 2 months ago from one of my guys at CENTCOM, and his buddies, which are in the war field just recently, they're out there putting chest tubes and doing surgery in mass units, but they can't even drive in an ambulance back here. I want lateral training, so I want somebody train on the internet, go to surgical centers so that if you're a medic, you can train up and become a surgeon in a reasonable period of time. If you're a massage therapist, you can become a nurse practitioner. If you're a generalist, you can train to do a specific surgical procedure, and you can become doing C-sections or whatever, or trauma surgery if you're in the middle of nowhere. I really think the big problem is that we also need to make sure people are trained in what we call functional medicine, which means a level playing for diet, nutrition, and nutraceuticals and interventional things so that you can actually take control of your health and not think that it's going to be your nanny state's going to take care of you because you got a damned insurance card. It's sickening. And the average person that trusts their doctor, when the doctors go on strike, the death rate drops because there's inappropriate surgery being done, too many damn medications, and many of them giving complications, and the lawyers that are actually also MD-JDs are just sitting there drooling, waiting till you do something stupid so they can go after Eliquis, Xarelto, and these other blood-thinning drugs that kill you. I know I've seen it. In fact, I remember when I was doing a talk for Sero Pharmaceutical back in the 90s, and I'd done rheumatology research back in the 70s and 80s, and I couldn't believe it. They said, well, this is a slide set. Every time I'd raise an objection, and I said, you know what? You can take the slide set and stick them where the monkey stuck the peanut. You know, I said, this is ridiculous. I said, these drugs, I know, in the particular drug I was saying, I already saw the data. It was actually killing people, but because they're still getting quarterly profits, the drug company wasn't pulling it. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, it really is.
And then people trust them, and they think, I got insurance, so therefore I'm okay. I'm going to live longer. And no, you're full of it. If you don't take personal responsibility like you do and exercise and eat reasonably and take vitamins and other things, why the hell do you expect to live long and well? You know, and this is part of the problem with the nanny state. It gets too expensive. It blows up. And again, the same structural things are in Ryan Care or Trump Care, if you call it, than in Obamacare. I don't see this going anywhere. I think it's going to die before it ever gets to the Senate, unless you do major revisions of it and fix it. And then when they do fix healthcare, it needs a transfer of responsibility. Yes, you need to. If you want to buy, for example, if you have Dr. Ombear in Wichita, Kansas, you can have what we call health cooperative. We don't have insurance. $10 for a kid, $40 for an adult. You get unlimited family care. Then you can have some kind of marketplace where if you want to buy catastrophic insurance for a traumatic accident or something terrible happen, then it's reasonable. Then you got a marketplace you can buy that. To me, the more that you insert other parties like big insurance companies or drug companies or big Medica, like, Health One Columbia. I remember working as an internist, taking over the practice of four internists and working in the ICU 20 years ago at the Swedish Hospital Medical Center. And I had a hell of a lot of big practice working all night in the ICU as well. And I was paid $65 an hour with no benefits, and the average person in the ICU was being charged $32,000 to $65,000 a day. And if you're on heart lung bypass or other things and put in a IV coma because you're an extremis, it was over $90,000 a day. That's freaking ridiculous. Okay. And when you ran out of insurance, they pulled the cord on you and they killed you. Now, if you had enough insurance, you were sent over to the Ventilation Corporation of America building a few blocks away, five stories of ICU. And you had an 85% chance, if you had plenty of insurance, to live. And only 15% died, and only 15% ended up ventilator-dependent. Which means if you had enough insurance, you're probably eventually going to survive with even more advanced technology like Heliox and other things. But if you didn't have enough insurance, and the doctors were stupid, and they're milking the hell out of it, and you ran out of insurance, they killed you. That's the facts.
But, there needs some structural changes in our system as well. Too many doctors, end up in debt almost $500,000 to $1 million, for their education. In fact, there needs to be more competition from that. That is, just like you said, you don't have to get a full MD training for certain specialties and things. You can just go and get specialist training, and it needs to be not controlled by the state. Meaning, part of taking personal responsibility for your health is coming up to speed on what's qualified doctor or lawyer.
Exactly.
A state certification of a lawyer. Basically, the state can certify, but that should not prohibit people from getting private certification and letting people judge whether or not that private is equal to or better than others. In other words, that free marketing competition among who got to be doctors and there'd be competition in cheaper medical schools.
It could be online training, and to be honest with you, if you complete the online training to qualify for a specific level of knowledge and ability to do an intellectual intervention and a surgical intervention, you can go to a specialty center to prove that you have the skill sets. For example, I certified many times for advanced trauma. The first time was we did with our Moulange with the 82nd Airborne back in the 80s, back in Savannah, Georgia, and I certified many times since that time. You're only going in there for like 4 days, 5 days. I mean, you think that this is like rocket science? Are they crazy? No, it's not. You could study all this stuff online, and you can go to surgical centers to prove you're qualified, and then you're certified. And I don't even want to see state licensure anymore. I want to see national certification by non-government boards. I don't want Health and Human Services. I don't want standards of care, because it immediately quashes the idea of innovation, because innovative care is far better as long as it's science-based and based on logic and decency and reasonableness and good outcomes. But this idea that they're going to set up standards of care, this is to make sure they knock off their competing groups of doctors or other health professionals that are doing a good job. This is the problem. So if a chiropractor wants to be able to do a surgical procedure, just like, for example, my son's doing his PhD now, started in another month and a half at the Pacific College of Oriental Medicine, they teach them how to be naturopaths and Chinese herbal medicine doctors, but they also learn surgical skills so they can deliver babies, soap wounds, set fractures, do everything else, and draw bloods and do interventional care. And that's what needs to happen. This whole healthcare monopoly thing is BS. And by the way, the same garbage is going on in countries like Canada and Britain. It's better, but it's only marginally better. It's still a mess.
It explains the high cost of formal education, not just in medical schools, but in traditional education. What has driven up the cost, of course, is the availability of government loans, cheap subsidized loans. When there's no resistance to tuition increases, and of course half of tuition college increases are due to administrative costs, which are in turn due to regulations of federal funding going to universities. You really need to make sure that people have to pay up front for medical care and for costs, and then they're going to resist price increases, and I think a lot of things will come down.
Yeah, the marketplace will control it the same way in universities. That's why the largest stadiums are not the NFL or whatever. They're at these damned universities where they're ridiculous, aren't they?
Yeah, when the public pays for it. Right.
Yeah, the public pay for it, it goes crazy, and they wonder why. Oh, how come it's so expensive? And they've got like how many trillions of dollars? And then you got Bernie Sanders with his communist idea that thinks that, well, we'll just kind of make everybody's education free. It's like, well, you'll see, you'll totally bankrupt the country then. Because they don't control the costs, right?
There's no resistance to the price that colleges will charge the government for.
Exactly. That's why healthcare, if Trump doesn't fix this and actually get rid of the so-called Obamacare light, it'll blow up in his face and he'll never get reelected. He'll probably be impeached in the next few years for some other disaster that happens. But he definitely won't be reelected in the midterm elections in 2018. They'll lose control of the House and the Senate, and he'll be paralyzed the last 2 years of his presidency. And he'll just be another, you know, defunct celebrity apprentice leader, you know?
I think we're going to see a major backlash from the people who have perceived not getting their benefits that they were promised during Obama, and they'll come back with a vengeance to allow everyone else.
But you know what's really amazing? Yeah, but you know what's amazing about this, Joel, and this is something that you're pointing out, is they're not controlling the cost. Right now, 86 to 90% of people can't afford their copays or deductibles, and they're down to one-third of the country doesn't even have just as one provider, and they're already saying they're going to leave. So all these people that say they want Obamacare, it's like, well, it's going, gone. So if Trump just does nothing and they just leave this mess, it'll blow up anyway. And, you know, unfortunately, the Republicans own it because they say they're going to fix it. Well, this is not a fix. This is just tinkering with the deck chairs on the Titanic. This is a mess.
Yeah, Trump is really, I fault him strongly for not attacking the principle that you cannot force other people to pay for your medical problems, no matter how, you know, sorry your state is. You cannot force other people to pay for these things. So once you get into that, which you did early on in the campaign, no one then has the political capital to be able to.
But there's another side to this, Joel, there's another side to this, and I saw it already in hospitals. Before I started in Georgia back in 87, they had passed, I think, a Cobra Law. So I talked to the emergency nurses and doctors there, and they actually would have people that had gunshot wounds. They'd stick them on a gurney and put them outside the emergency room door so they bleed to death and die outside, because once they get inside the doors, they had to take care of them. Well, they passed the Cobra Laws, so now people can park themselves, even if they're just flying in here from some Bahrain or God knows where. And they have to take care of them in the emergency and then in the hospital. So one way or the other, we're going to have to pay for it. So if someone in the marketplace would pay $1,500 for a procedure, because you get all these people that don't pay anything, it drives the cost up for the surgeon and the hospital. So ultimately, we're going to pay anyway. So the problem is, even if people have no insurance and they're basically, can't afford any insurance, they're going to park themselves in the emergency in the hospital anyway. And with our current laws, we're not going to deny them care. They're just going to get it, and the hospital is going to write it off by driving the bill up for everybody else. So one way or the other, we're going to pay through the nose. That's the problem, is they haven't fixed these other issues. So imagine gurneys outside the emergency room door where they bleed to death and die. That's what they were doing months before I joined in 87 in the Augusta Regional Trauma Center. Okay? That's not good.
Well, even when California tried to ban illegal aliens from having access to public education and emergency care in hospitals, the courts overturned it.
Exactly. So with these crazy courts, and by the way, they're not just a Democrat, they're Republican too. We're in a quandary, and if Trump doesn't fix this, it's going to bankrupt the country, and it's not going to fix healthcare or lengthen people's lives. It's not.
Okay.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
He's trying to be a big salesman here, but people are catching on. I mean, every conservative organization is saying, what the hell is this, man? This is crazy. Anybody has two clues figures it out. Right?
Right. And but once he takes credit for it, he owns it, he'll defend it. That's what he's doing right now.
He can defend it all he wants. I don't think it's going to get past even the Congress, let alone the Senate. I don't see this going anywhere.
Yeah, I don't think it'll pass as written.
No. And they can't say, I hear Ryan say, well, as long as the bill is set up in such a way that it'll pass reconciliation to get through the Senate, I'm thinking, you're not a senator. You're supposed to make the bill the best you can make it here. Then you can send it over to the Senate and they can kind of argue it out. I mean, there's red state senators that if they want to pass a really good bill that's going to be good for health care and competition and cost and allow, you know, national certification and, you know, lateral training and get rid of all this other crap that's driving the prices up through the ceiling, you know, that I think would work. But this thing is, this is a dog, as they say. I don't see it working.
Well, the reconciliation process is a very great danger because you can have the conservatives stop both the House and the Senate bill and get certain compromises in it, it'll pass, and then the people assigned to the Reconciliation Committee are the ones that aren't conservative, and they will eliminate those restrictions in the reconciliation.
Really?
Then there's an up or down vote on it, and it may still...
Yeah, and then it'll get killed. Yeah. So, well, you say that when you come back, okay? That's important.
Okay.
I think I can hear the bumper. Yeah, we're on air. So Joel, let's continue. I want you to repeat that for the audience. What you mentioned are really important principles. This bill needs to be completely revised, so it actually is a good bill. And as you mentioned, the reconciliation process, tell us the details of this, because people don't know that these so-called reconciliation restrictions can be taken off when it gets over to committee in the Senate, and then they have to do just an up or down vote. So I can't see it surviving the Senate at all once they remove some of these restrictions. Even the red state Democrats that, you know, want a bill to replace Obamacare, they're going to have a heck of a time trying to justify to their constituents if they put something that's a dog and pass it in the Senate. It's going to be pretty ugly, isn't it?
Well, I don't think that there's any chance of the Democrats voting for any portion of this bill. We're
right.
Talking about the liberal Republicans working for and behalf of the Democrats to put in more Medicaid expansion and other pro-government portions. And you have the conservatives like Senator Rand Paul and Ted Cruz and Mike Lee of Utah who are going to want to remove the 30% penalty and other things that make this a very, very bad bill. And you're going to pass those things in the Senate. And in the House, the conservatives will make certain compromises. Then it goes through the Reconciliation Committee between House and Senate. But the people who are selected by the House and Senate leadership are liberals, Republican liberals and some Democrats. And they're going to strip out the conservative amendments in there so that what ends up, you know, in reconciliation, which is a stand, up or down vote by both houses, probably won't pass because I don't think the Republicans are going to go for it.
I think Ryan knows this is not going to pass, even if they do the fancy dancing he's doing. I think he knows that ultimately with the way they're constructing and crafting this, it's guaranteed to not survive the Senate.
Well, we had three conservatives finally stand up against the bill in this third stage, the House Budget Committee hearings. Dave Brad of Virginia, Gary Palmer of Alabama, Mark Sanford of South Carolina all voted against the legislation. Those are conservative Republicans. It still passed, barely, but it shows that the first inklings of opposition by conservatives are starting to be heard in the House. And, of course, the three senators in the McConnell can afford to lose only two votes in the Senate before this bill won't pass, and we've already lost three in Cruz, Paul, and Lee. So,
right.
And there's two or three liberal Republicans who aren't going to go for it without expansion. So, you know, there's going to have to be some changes before it'll come up for a vote. But I'm just frankly expressing my disappointment in Donald Trump buying into this package.
Exactly, yeah. I guess we're hitting the heartbreak here. We'll be back in a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, very important you put this information out because I don't know why Trump is doing this because this is... This is, you know, Bush League. It's not good. You know, you can't just ram this through or sell it, right?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
And welcome back, Joel. You've got some very deep analysis of what's going on in foreign policy, which is kind of disturbing that the Obama administration is being followed by the Trump and still doing neocon-type policies. Yeah, give us the details of what your analysis sees.
Well, first of all, the important thing to remember is that Donald Trump does not have a good global view, even of what globalism means. Even though he's come out and talked about globalism, he usually tends to think about that as the TPP and trade patch. He doesn't understand that globalism is an entire conflict creation agenda, as well as an agenda to destroy national sovereignty through these trade pacts. But the conflict creation portion of it is very easy to manipulate Donald Trump because, first of all, they're talking into saying Iran is the boogeyman, Iran is the biggest terrorist sponsoring nation in the world. This is absolutely false.
Yeah, isn't it?
Iran is the biggest counter to globalism in the Middle East. And so it obviously is sponsoring Hezbollah, but these are not terrorists. These are actual fighters against the U.S.-backed rebels, the Islamists, which they have put all through Syria. And once you make Iran the boogeyman, then you say, okay, Yemen is being supported by Iran, and therefore you've got to go into Yemen. Saudi Arabia is countering Iran, so you've got to go back and give more arms to Saudi Arabia. And, you know, if Trump had the least semblance of understanding that Saudi Arabia was part of the globalist agenda and the taking down Yemen, which was actually what happened, the Houthis took down the government in Yemen because it was a globalist ally of the Saudis that were transferring arms and ammunition to the Syrian rebels. And so the Houthis overthrew them, and that's why Saudi Arabia, as a globalist nation, is trying to take back Yemen so it can be a client state like Bahrain and Qatar and other pro-globalist states in the Arab world that are financing and basically running cover for the United States. The U.S. and British intelligence, working with the Mossad, created al-Qaeda, and then they created ISIS later on.
Right.
I've explained many times in my World Affairs brief. And they're using third-party cutouts. They're using Turkey, they're using Saudi Arabia, they're using Bahrain and Qatar, and used to be using Yemen to do these supplies and to finance them going to ISIS as well as the rebel terrorists in Syria. And so Donald Trump has fallen into this trap because they, first of all, talked him into Iran being the boogeyman. And from Iran, you can build upon his going to fight terrorism, to although that doesn't have much to do with Yemen, although they're calling the Houthis terrorists, and they aren't. It's the Saudis, terrorists, that created numerous massacres in Yemen with massive military casualties, civilian casualties with military operations. And the Obama administration was embarrassed enough to have to cut some funding to the war effort in Yemen and cut some military supplies to Saudi Arabia. In fact, I found out that there were no cuts. This was simply something that was announced in the future that never happened.
Right.
So the Saudis are all grateful now that they've had a phone conversation with Ambassador Salman, with Trump, and they're just waxing eloquent about how wonderful Trump is now because he's going to back them 100%.
Wow.
So you see, it doesn't take much to manipulate somebody who doesn't have a good global picture of what the
threat is. Yeah, he doesn't understand these things, does he? And what's That's disturbing right. about it, too, is he doesn't understand that the Saudis and Israelis have had a close alliance for a long period of time to, now that they have this, they've boogeymanized Iran because they come in and rescue not only Yemen, but Saudi Syria, that they're trying to do regime change as part of PNAC. They turn Iran into the boogeyman, but there's no evidence that Iran has sponsored any kind of street bombing or jihads or blowing people up. I mean, where do they get these ideas that Iran is the boogeyman? Where is this coming from?
Well, basically, it's more fake intelligence, just like the fake intelligence about Russia hacking the DNC and the U.S. election, just complete fabrications. And what they've done by interpretation is because Iran is helping some of the areas that are fighting U.S. intervention, that they're terrorists. In fact, Hezbollah has not been engaged in any what you would consider terrorism other than some of the attacks that they made in Israel. But then again, Israel itself has not been really white in its relationship with Lebanon. It went in the last invasion of Lebanon, it bombed civilian targets.
Yeah, not only that, it used advanced weapons. Yeah. Yeah, they go and bomb civilian targets. I talked to Lebanese doctors, and they're using advanced experimental weapons, including a microwave bombs that would literally microwave people when it hit them, and literally they wouldn't decay because they were dehydrating out in the battlefield, literally, and they go to pick them up and they break in pieces. This is back when they had the Israeli attack against Hezbollah into Lebanon. It's just disgusting. And we continue to have this slanted view in the news because we always think that we're the good guy and we're always doing right things. And you can almost think it's the exact opposite almost always. Just like, when last summer, even Saudi Arabia said after we passed this congressional law so they could sue Saudi Arabia, they said, well, 9/11 was an inside job and America did it to themselves. I mean, the king of Saudi Arabia said this publicly. But now they're back in buddies again because they're giving him weapons and they're supporting the Saudi policies. It's crazy, isn't it?
Well, of course, the Saudis were acting on behalf of the CIA, who engineered the dark side of government, who engineered this 9/11 attack. And
right.
That's why many of the hijackers were Saudis, and that's why the Saudis were funding some of the hijackers in San Diego and other places in the United States for the flight training. Of course, this was a cover. I think it was worse than that. I think the actual 9/11 pilots were actually trained on jumbo jets in Saudi Arabia. I can tell you as a pilot.
You couldn't
train in a Cessna. Wouldn't even know how to turn off the autopilot in one of jets, let alone commandeer it and fly it into the World Trade Center. So.
Right. You're a pilot. I was a civil aviation examiner for decades, and I agree with you. I took care of the Top Gun pilots at the Air Force Academy. They told me this is ridiculous to say they could fly a Cessna. They can get inside the cockpit of a large wide-body jet, and they're going to fly it. It's like, are you kidding? It's ridiculous.
But in fact, the named hijackers weren't the actual hijackers.
No.
And the ones taking, that was just a cover so that they would have plausible excuse to say that hijackers learned to fly, airliners to hijack them. And they didn't. I mean, these were totally separate people. That's why the FBI will not release the surveillance video of the passengers getting on the airplanes at 9/11. Because it would show that the hijackers getting on were not the named hijackers. They were in the FBI computers.
Ah.
That were obviously, already working for the FBI. So this was a complete, you know, only the government could have done this kind of cover-up. This was not
in other words, operation. It had to be an inside job, in other words, collaborating with Saudi Arabia is what you're saying.
Yeah. So Donald Trump has also dismantled and bypassed the Obama-era constraints preventing civilian deaths and drone attacks and commando raids. Now, I admit the Obama administration constraints were more political cover. There were still lots of civilian casualties from drone attacks, et cetera, but at least they made some token efforts to restrict that. Those restrictions have been let off. Well, once Donald Trump says that I'm for a strong, powerful military and law enforcement, you're getting a lot of bad things coming out of that. One, you're releasing all these military. I mean, look at the military strike in Yemen, which was very ill-conceived and turned out, you know, one Navy SEAL died and there a lot of Syrian casualties.
Right.
You have a tremendous amount of militarism returning to law enforcement, including the opening up of giving automatic weapons and military personnel gear to law enforcement. You have Jeff Sessions, which is promoting and protecting asset forfeitures, which was one of the greatest evils of law enforcement without a prosecution to be able to confiscate people's property. There are numerous examples of people sold their house for cash and transported across state lines, and they stop them, and under the pretext of a drug bust, you know, they confiscate the money and never give it back. And it's up to the person to prove that he's innocent. I mean, this is just totally backwards from American law enforcement.
Yeah.
But that's what happens when you get a pro-militaristic, pro-police, administration in there, is that we're losing a lot of liberties in the process.
So, in other words, is militarizing the police forces. And one of my friends up in Canada, Keith McHugh, who house-sat in the home that we had up on the Lake Temiskaming, which is about a 120-mile-long lake between Ontario and Quebec, they were trained by American CIA and Mossad special forces to be trained to militarize the police forces even in Canada. And we're seeing it across the country that they want to militarize our police. I don't think this is a good thing. Police need to be not have a wall between them where they come in with Bearcats and body armor and masks on. This is not a good thing, is it?
No, that's right. And unfortunately, you know, almost never do the police, when they're guilty of abuse or shooting people without provocation, do they ever get prosecuted.
Yeah.
Either they make plea deals or they get off in some way or the other. Judges have this built-in reaction to protect.
They never step down to non-lethal weapon systems either, whether it's a knockdown, you know, little balls that can hit you and give you an anesthetic to knock you down, or using tasers or other things. No, they're right away to want to just step it up to start shooting. And you can see all kinds of videos. So although some of these communities, you see it exaggerated, on videotape and so on, the fact is that the militarization of police makes it a us versus them situation, which isn't good either for the police or the public. It's not a good thing, is it?
You know, going back to this Middle East situation, I want to cover something very important. The Iran news agency FARS revealed that U.S. Western military forces carried out a hellebore operation in one of the western neighborhoods of western Mosul. You know, the attack on ISIS is going on in Mosul, and they always leave a sector whenever they're attacking ISIS is open, without closing the cordon so that ISIS fighters can flee to fight again another day.
Exactly.
They actually brought in helicopters and evacuated two senior ISIS commanders, sent them off further into Syria after they had been rescued by American forces. There were also reports from the Iraqis, attacking where U.S. hellebore helicopters had given aid supplies, including munitions, to ISIS forces in the battle for Mosul. So, you know, which side is the United States on? As I said, you know, they're only playing like they're fighting ISIS. Iraq is, of course, doing most of the fighting. But I think when you're running a fake anti-terrorist operation, a lot of times they use Israeli Arabs who have been trained as the best counterintelligence agents in the world. They infiltrate Jordan and Iran and Iraq and those governments, seeing the anti-Israel governments, and infiltrate them with their agents who are Arabs, learn to speak, you know, the various dialects, et cetera. And I think they're using those same professionally trained Arabs as Israeli Arabs as leaders of ISIS. And that's why I think that when ISIS is going down eventually, and they extract the leaders, which are the Israeli agents, which are basically taking over. So it's not that all the terrorists in ISIS or Al-Qaeda realize that they're working for the CIA or British intelligence or Israeli intelligence. It's leaders who only know.
Yeah.
And so they're recruiting regular terrorists who hate America, et cetera, to do this, but it's the leaders that are running this operation on behalf of U.S. intelligence. Once again, it's a conflict creation agenda by the globalists to try to be able to justify continued intervention, to justify the threat of terror, which takes away constitutional rights, both in Europe and in the United States. We have to continue to subject ourselves to these TSA searchers because of these phony terrorist attacks. And in fact, I would say almost 98% of all the terrorist prosecutions in the United States and Britain ever since 9/11 have been with the involvement of an agent provocateur from the FBI, the CIA, or MI6.
There's
people going in, recruiting out of mosques, belligerent, unsatisfied young Muslims, and talking them into terrorist events. I mean, they provide the rationale, the propaganda, the plans, the explosives, or the fake explosives, and then they arrest them and they go through. But none of this would happen without these government agent provocateurs. So this is a real sad case of U.S. Fomenting terror for political purposes.
Right, so instead of Toys R Us, it's Terrorists R Us.
Yeah, now that isn't to say there aren't legitimate terrorists out there.
Oh, I'm sure there is, but
A large part of that is because the U.S. has gone on intervening in these countries and creating hatred against the United States, then they harvest that by bringing these people into Syria, give them weapons and ammunition. I mean, these are all jihadists. These are all Islamists. These are all people who believe in Sharia law. There is no difference between ISIS and the so-called moderate Syrian. There are no moderates. They're all Islamists. They all believe in Jihad. They all believe in Shia or Sharia law. In fact, ISIS was created over 3.5 years ago by the U.S. British intelligence when they were locked out of Syria by the chemical weapons agreement that Mossad made, and they had to have an excuse to get back into Syria. And so they basically took about 50% of the Syrian rebels and said, "You're now ISIS." I mean, there's no other way to explain how you go to a force of 50,000-60,000 terrorists overnight. It's a name change. It wasn't just a spontaneous movement. And, and another telling thing is that ISIS goes out to antagonize the entire world. I mean, what organization is trying to take over the world and convince them that we are the great Muslim savior of the world is going about to even antagonize other Muslims? I mean, this is clearly not a legitimate terrorist organization. It's not a legitimate organization with political goals. This is simply a organization created by intelligence to try to antagonize the whole world and beef up another war on terrorism after Al-Qaeda became old hat. Remember, everyone and their uncle was claiming to be Al-Qaeda, so it just wasn't effective anymore.
Yeah, they had to rewrite the script for the next miniseries, in other words. Right? So
rewriting the brutality and killing Christians and beheading Muslims and raping women, all in no terrorist organization goes out of the way in the history of the world to antagonize everyone. They have defined political purposes that may antagonize and rape and torture the opposition, but not everyone. I mean, this is so totally obvious. Am I the only one who sees this? I mean, can't any journalist see that there's something phony about this terrorism that ISIS has created?
Well, the 60 Minutes had a show last fall with a South African journalist on 60 Minutes, and she was talking to the Air Force general. They'd only take 15% of the orders from the capital of Baghdad, and they wouldn't take from the Shiite militia or the Peshmerga forces that are working with us because they wouldn't do an air campaign to back them up. And they were rebombing, as the Russians said in the last fall, they were rebombing destroyed villages for hundreds of times sometimes where they're just moving the rubble around, and there were nobody there. I mean, they give a target and a GPS coordinates, and they're going just rebombing it. It's ridiculous. So, yeah. Fake, so-called anti-terrorism activity by America when we actually created them. Wow. Amazing analysis, Joel. pretty disgusting. And Trump is still falling for it, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back. We have Joel Skousen for this last segment. Joel, we need to definitely get you on at least once a month because your newsletter is so essential to really understand what's going on. Many of the other, I call pundits, and people don't really get the overall global agenda and who's our real friend or enemy and what issues are really going on. And your newsletter, they can obtain it at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. Any other advice you want to give in this last segment?
Well, I do want to suggest a boycott of McDonald's. If anybody are so unwise to eat that kind of junk food anyway, they ought to boycott it.
Right.
For health reasons, first of all, and secondly, because McDonald's Corporation tweeted this, you are actually a disgusting president, Trump, and we would love to have Barack Obama back. That's worthy of a boycott, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm not a critic of Donald Trump as well, but at least I'm hopeful that Donald Trump will do the right thing.
Well, the thing about pragmatism of somebody who's unexperienced like Trump is I think he's going to go through a learning curve of trying to push this bill. And because he wants a pragmatic response, he's going to find it necessarily that Ryan isn't his best ally to try to get this through, and he's going to have to start stomping on Ryan and on various elements within the Republican Party to make sure they get something that actually is workable. And then they have to replace it, because if, even if they just get rid of Obamacare and start working on putting something together, they need to do that. And they need to stop this idea of foreign policies like, you know, kissing the butt of Saudi Arabia and the globalist PNAC people. This isn't going to work. I mean, Russia is not going away. Syria is not going to disappear now. Iran is firmly in the Middle East, and now in these areas, eastern Iraq is going to probably become greater Iran, which is 95% Shiite militia anyway. And the capital of Baghdad is run clearly by Shiites, which is part of the issue that Saudi Arabia and these Sunni countries are in alliance with Israel and with America to continue this kind of line of terrorism. I mean, you know, it's really unacceptable that we lie and say that we're an agent for peace and regime change when actually we're doing regime change for the international bankers and globalists. It's really disgusting, isn't it?
Well, yes, and you know, at best we were hoping that Trump would slow down the globalist agenda, but it doesn't look like that's even happening in the Middle East.
He doesn't understand it. That's the problem is he's going to have to learn, and hopefully he'll learn quickly, but many of the people around him are people that are going to sway him in directions that are dangerous. For example, I don't know if you want to make a comment about Tillerson, what he's going to do in China with North Korea and China and Japan, but there's an alignment going on here that to me is quite scary. Tell me what you think of that.
You know, at first I was hopeful when Tillerson talked about stopping China from taking military possession of these islands that they're building in other sovereign territories, but he seems back down from that. And you know, I fully expect that he will follow the globalist line. I mean, as CEO of Exxon Corporation, they became corporate members of the Council on Foreign Relations. He isn't a personal member. I think he had to approve that as joining the Council on Foreign Relations.
So in other words, he's going to maintain a policy of tolerance of China taking over the South China Sea and putting these islands
absolutely,
up.
Yeah,
so I don't see him taking a hard line like he should have, or a hard line with North Korea that gets 90% of the material, including their solid fuel rocket materials. They're a bad dog of China is what North Korea is. As I said before,
absolutely.
Kim Jong-un can't wipe his butt with his left or right hand until he checks with Beijing. That's how bad it is. And Tillerson should take a better line, and so should Trump. This is not going to be more PNAC globalist garbage, but unfortunately, I don't see any difference. Thank you, Joel.
I don't either. It's a sad commentary.
Sad commentary, but it's the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.